WWA TV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Hello, Bride. WATB.TV is proud to announce our very first show coming up November 7th at 7 p.m. It's called Toss, the Original State Show. It's a show about weight loss. It's bringing to the conversation to the table that the bride has an epidemic of being overweight. We are not ready for the harvest. We need to get our bodies under self-control and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to bring in the harvest. Amen. This show will have a panel of three women ministers, Dr. June Knight from We Are the Bride Ministries, Chaplain Yolanda Walker from Trifold Ministries, and Prophetess Teresa Nichols from Three Sheep Ministries. These panels will feature guest ministers to talk about the various topics of what we're facing as the bride, especially ministers. This show is geared towards ministry leaders and how we need to get in shape for the harvest. So this show will feature preaching, prayer, and professional interviews from doctors, personal trainers, and therapists about weight loss for the Bride of Christ. We need to get our temple in order because the King is coming. Get in shape for the harvest and get our bodies under self-control and discipline. Amen, Bride. Listen, we can do this. We can do this. So get ready, Army. The harvest is coming. Amen. Before time began, our omnipotent and powerful God wrote our destiny book. He wrote our story to reveal to mankind another aspect of His glory. In this book, He means for our bodies to be in its original state. The enemy's plan is to cause the bride to distort the temple and cause those to be less efficient in the kingdom. Toss, the original state show, challenges the bride to take our temples back, gain self-control, and be all that God wrote in your book. Give God the pen and live your original state. The Toss Show will premiere on WATB.TV on Monday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Tune in once again on WATB.TV. Good evening, Bride, on this Friday evening at this very climactic point in the United States of America. And hello to all of you that listen overseas. This is your host, Dr. June Knight, and I just want to say we are right here before the election. Come on, Bride, put your boots on, get out and vote. Come on now, let's take our country back in Jesus' name. All right, Bride, listen, tonight we have a very special guest that God has brought on here for such a time as this. She is from East Tennessee, Corryton, Tennessee. Give it up for Opal Dalton. Hello from Stepping Out Blessed. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Dr. June?
Doing good. I am so excited to have you on the broadcast today. Wow, you have your hand in about everything, woman.
Well, when you are trying to do what God says, He really keeps you busy when you make yourself a
That is the truth.
Okay, Brad, let me read you her bio. Now, first, tell us, where is Corrington, Tennessee? And am I saying it right?
You're saying it right. Corrington, Tennessee is, about 15 miles northeast of Knoxville. Most people, I think, know about where Knoxville is.
Yeah.
So we're just about 15 miles northeast of Knoxville.
Okay, so it's near Gatlinburg. Everybody knows Gatlinburg.
Yeah, we're about 45 minutes from Gatlinburg.
Okay. All right, Brad, here we go. Opal was saved and baptized in water at an early age. She was filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized with the fire in 1975. Married to her high school sweetheart, Don Dalton, for 54 years. Yay! That's amazing, Miss Opal.
Yes, it
she
is
a mother. She is a mother of five, grandmother of nine, great-grandmother of seven, and has two sons in love, a daughter in love, and also a son in love, which is in heaven. Aww. A native of East Tennessee, she has lived in Tennessee most of her life. She also lived in Florida in the 70s. Opal has worked in various areas of ministry from the age of 12 years old. She was also an entrepreneur and business owner from 1964 to 1990. Her life changed dramatically the first Sunday evening of July 1990 when she answered the call to full-time ministry. Flying Higher Ministries was founded by Don and Opal in May of 1993. They were co-pastors for over 20 years, during which time they opened buildings which had been closed usually for 2 years or more. They, along with others who the Lord led to help, made repairs so they were usable as churches, and then moved on to the next assignment as the Spirit led. At each location, they had outreach ministries to help with food, clothing, community evangelism, recovery, support, etc. The mission was always to see souls saved, healed, delivered, restored, and set free from all captivity. The Flying Higher television program was launched in May of 1993 and was co-hosted by Don and Opal for 12 years. Opal is also the CEO of Stepping Out Bliss Ministries, which she founded in 2002. She is host of Stepping Out Bliss with Opal Dalton and Friends TV program and coordinator and host of Stepping Out Bliss conferences and retreats. In addition, she and her husband, Don, currently have weekly meetings at the Praise Place in Corrington, Tennessee, with a vision to build a multi-purpose meeting place. With great joy, Opal serves as an ambassador for the kingdom of God, mentoring and loving people unconditionally. The life-giving, anointed word and personal experiences she shares exhorts those who hear to strive for a closer, intimate, victorious walk with the Lord. As the Spirit leads, Opal will accept appointments to speak at conferences, retreats, and other events. Her desire is to see souls saved, lives forever changed, and to help others find and take their place and go forth bearing fruit that forever remains. Amen, sister. So you've been in media for a while.
Yes, we started media after the call that I answered the call.
Right.
John, you know, he's been a business owner. As you said, I was saved when I was just about 12 and baptized. And at our little church, country church we went to, they gave me a teacher of what was called the card class at the age of 12. They also, our pianist left. They asked me to be the pianist. So I did both those things. And then my husband and I met him when I was 14. He was 15. He came to a revival. And as the word says, he found me at that church where I was attending, and that was it. From there, it's been and I was 14. He was 15. And so we And we married when we were 17 and 18. But all during the time, even as through those our earlier years before marriage, he sang in a quartet. I played piano. We worked in the church. That just has been, you know, we've just been in the church doing something. And then he was called to the ministry in 1964 and ordained in 1965 in a Baptist church. That's where we
moved
on. And then the Lord led us into, we went into Tampa, Florida for a while, and we attended a Four Square Gospel Church. And so we were...
Wow, Amy Simple McPherson.
And I'm telling you, it was wonderful. You know how God orders your steps?
Yes.
All year, but we learned to live, literally live by faith, and that's just another story. But we literally lived by faith with our. We had had five children, and my husband had his owner operator had a diesel tractor, and we took it there to haul fruit for a while. We lived in Florida a while, and we attended the Tampa Four Square Gospel Church. And it was awesome, and we were filled with the Holy Ghost before we moved.
I was going to say, y'all went from Baptist to the Four Square Church, huh?
Yes, we did. The Lord led us.
Yeah.
He led us. It was that the day we moved in to Tampa, we had asked God to give us a church, show us where he wanted us to live, and, you know, provide the income. And so the when we were there, he showed us this church, and we knew we were to go there, and that's where we attended the whole time we lived in Florida. And so that's kind of our history to there. And we came back into Knoxville, and my husband was self-employed. He owned, owner-operator, trucking company. And so from 1964 until 1990, I did several different things. I owned some shops, and I... always sold, some sort of was a distributor for some company of products. But we never, ever were without a time that we were ministering in some way, teaching, you know, evangelizing some way. We were always involved in the ministry during all those years, regardless of what we were doing in our working, you know.
Yeah.
So I had five children, and... I don't know, you know, the challenges of getting out there, knowing God had a call on my life, and me going forward, it wasn't so easy. When your children are small, you have to have your priorities, you know, and get them on order. And God gave me, I guess, that space of time to be the entrepreneur and to raise the family and get all the children raised. And then in the first Sunday night of July, 1990, I was sitting on a piano bench. We had started attending that church, and I'd played the piano there from the time we came back to Knoxville, about 1976. I'd played the piano there, and God spoke to me that night, and he said, if you don't answer and if you don't do the call I've got on your life, I'm going to let someone else do this. He showed me who it was. And so, you know, there's...
Wow.
And I said,
he showed you that if you didn't obey who he was going to give your mantle to?
And really, he was. I know the calling would have always been on me to do, I would have done something, but the greater thing that he had for me to do, some of the other things he had for me to do, he was going to appoint someone else to do it. He had waited for me. I'd actually felt a call for about 10 years that I was going to be going forward and doing more since about 1980. And when he spoke to me, I said, well, come hell or high water, Lord, I'll try. That's the words I said to him. I was sitting in a church service. My pastor was preaching. And I'm saying, Lord, here I am. I'll do my best to obey you. And don't take me away. And the very day, hell and high water started to coming. And a few weeks later, Don and I were at the point of divorce. And so when you talk about challenges, you talk about persecution, trials coming, you know, we found ourselves in a place of facing divorce, which we didn't. Praise God. God, you know, we worked together, worked it out. And so then God began to restore our marriage, and we waited for that before I actually was launched out. And Don and I launched out together in 1993 and founded Flying Higher Ministries. God named it, and we said we won't do anything if you don't show us you're going. You have to go. We won't go without you. You know, you got to go and be our leader, and order our steps, and name it. We would never do anything that we didn't first say, God, you know, we're waiting for the name. If you want us to do it, you'll name it. You know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
He showed me a vision flying higher, gave me some scriptures, and so we started the first television ministry. We had had some radio ministry, so we had been out there a while with television, and he actually sent us around the world. He had asked me one day, how far do you want to go? And I just immediately, you know, I said, around the world. But he didn't send me with my feet touching.
Oh, wow.
He sent me, he actually led me to a sabbatical in Naples, Florida, 30 days praying and seeking him. And from there, he had spoke to me. I would meet some people, which I did at the end of that 30 days, people I didn't know, in the television, in the media ministry. And from there, we ended up meeting, I met someone on that same trip that God affiliated us with a large international ministry. And they actually had us come into Florida and film and record, and they sent us around the world for a while.
And, wow, that's amazing.
Yes, and see, there was no money involved, no travel involved, but they took us. God used these people to do extraordinary things to complete what His will and destiny is for us.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it's something, and it's not always. Well, when we think about going around the world, you know, we are going around the world right now, Dr. June. We're going around the world.
Yes, that's right.
Internet, you know, we're going around the world by radio and television. And
yes.
God, but we do need hands-on missionaries. We do need hands-on preachers and apostles and teachers going around the world. But God has assigned each of us something to do. And so from there, we've opened buildings that were closed. Our ministry has just taken on many facets. And
well, I do have a question for you.
Okay.
You know, when you was talking about, you just hit on it just a second ago about television. The ministers that are listening to this broadcast that are considering branching out radio and television and media, since you are so well skilled in it, what would you tell them, like, why should they go into television? Why should they, you know, look into expanding their ministry like that? How does it help a ministry?
Well, the way the Lord gave me the first scripture, and Don and I agreed on it, was in Mark 15:15-20, where he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then he goes on to say, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. He goes on into that, and these signs shall follow them that believe, and it tells all what the signs will follow the believers. Them are male and female. We should go according to what Jesus has said and try to encourage people and just through media, through television or radio. The anointing can go through there, and we've seen people's lives change. We've seen people deliver. We've seen marriages put back together that met us through media ministry, and this is back burner ministry, Dr. June. This is things that people don't know about.
Right, because it's not on TV, so they wouldn't see it.
No, they wouldn't be seeing it, but if God places you out there and you're after God's heart is his heart is the harvest of souls. He said,
yes.
You know, he sent his son that not any should perish. It's not his will that any should perish. So he wants us, once we're a believer, we get filled here with his Spirit of God. It's not just for us. He wants us to have life and life more abundantly. He wants us blessed. You know, in every way, but he wants us also to obey the Great Commission of going and winning souls and seeing the family of God expanded. And today I was asked this question at a TV station. I was asked, what do you hope to accomplish when you go out here? And, of course, I have, you know, television ministry. And I said, my hope is that we can put a smiling face and offer hope and joy to people who are broken, hurt, wounded, sick, dying, and crying. And many are wondering about.
That's awesome.
You know? And
yeah.
They need to know that there is hope and that someone loves them and someone loves them enough to give his life for them. And he is willing to take anybody from the pit out of the pit. He's able to take nothing and turn it. He took me, nothing. And I'm not anything within myself, but he can use me anywhere that he desires because I made myself available. I'm no different from anyone else. He will do this for whoever that will believe and let him and just yield. And we've all, you know, we've got a testimony to tell. Whatever.
Well, I have one more question about TV.
Okay.
I know a lady, another evangelist that's on TV, and she's really growing, like her YouTube channel is really getting popular and whatnot. And so people are sending her money in, and they're starting to donate to her. So she's under a lot of fire about people giving her money. And I'm sure being on television, you have that, you know, like you have your naysayers that don't understand why people should donate to you when you're a TV ministry. What would you say to those people about that?
Well, I will say this much. I know that God told me that he will bless those that bless me when he sent me. Because God sent me. And when God sent you to speak his word, which he spoke everything to existence with his word, when he sent
right.
me to speak his word, then he said they that preach the gospel shall live as a gospel. And I believe that the workman and the laborer is worthy of their hire. Someone is working for the kingdom of God. This is the highest kingdom that there is. And we
yes,
are
amen.
For God. And it is the ones that are willing and are led. God tries to lead people. Like we believe God tries to lead people to support sometimes, and they can't see what a blessing there is for sowing seed when into a ministry that is standing on the truth of the word with a true good motive to try to see others saved and delivered and set free. But there is such a blessing also on the seed that is sown if they're sowing it unto one. God said he will bless those that he sends. And
right.
We should give and be givers. Besides, we can't outgive God. There's no way we can outgive God. And, you know, this is my life, for example. We don't really have a way of, unless God moves on someone, I have no outside support, unless God moves on someone that will be obedient to help.
Right.
And so I'm in God's hands, and I'm doing what God is sending me to do. Then I'm believing for him. I don't have to be a beggar, but I believe that God will keep his word and supply his need, the need that he sees that I have. And I believe that for all of us that are going, there is such a need for us to have breakthrough sometimes as ministers and ministries.
Right.
Because for some reason, people do not see the need for us to have funding. But I don't know how that it's supposed to be operated any other way. God
right.
has a plan. You know, it's his plan of provision for us.
Right.
You know, and
well,
for those that are going.
Ms. Opal, please talk to the bride and tell us about your TV ministry now, Stepping Out Blessed. How did
yes.
you get the name, and what are you doing, and what are you hoping to accomplish with that vision?
Okay. In 2002, I was hosting conferences and retreats and meetings. The name of it was God Knows I'm a Woman. And
that is awesome.
I need to write a book on that one. I never did, but I kept doing the video.
That is
but that's a good one. God Knows I'm a Woman. And
it is.
I had done those for the retreats and conferences meetings for, you know, for 3 or 4 years under that name. And God spoke to me in 2002. I was going to be a speaker at a meeting, a retreat in Mississippi. And I had planned 4 lessons called, and the title was Stepping Out Blessed. And that's when he first gave me the name. And
oh, wow.
The host got sick and wasn't able to have the meetings, and I kind of shelved it, but he started really, that name just started like, okay, you're going to do something with this, you know, from 2000.
Yeah.
But I actually stayed with God Knows I'm a Woman for a while, and then in 2007, he spoke to me again that it was time to change the name to Stepping Out Blessed. And so I had gone to our daughter and her husband's in Orlando, He's the one that's in heaven. He's our Son in Love that's in heaven. He passed away at 39 with a ruptured brain aneurysm. I had went down there, and he was going to video some for I was going to launch the TV program, Stepping Out Blessed with Opal Dalton and Friends. And so I was down there a week, and we never got around to even, they were looking for a home, and we were praying over property and different things, so I never filmed any, but they were fixing to take me to the airport. And then he said, Mom, what is the name of that you're doing? And I said, Stepping Out Blessed. And so she said, you know, I think Oscar, he made a video of someone singing a song. Seems like it was titled Stepping Out Blessed.
Well,
she went and found where they had a DVD of it, and she played it. She said, let's watch it. Well, it was written by another son-in-law of mine, Cooter Daniel.
Oh, man.
And the name of it was Stepping Out Blessed.
Not wow.
Oscar had recorded it, made a DVD video of it, and Britt Alberton in Fort Myers, Florida, is the one that sings it. So that's the song that's on my program, Stepping Out Blessed.
Wow, that is amazing.
Right. So in one day, God did all that confirmation.
Oh.
And I will say that, you know, I started the program, and one of the reasons I stopped for a while because of I wasn't asking for funding, and so I wasn't receiving funding, and my husband was supporting it, and I just felt that it was, time to place that on hold as far as the television part, and I did for about 4 years. But the thing is, I did women's, ladies meetings. Not only ladies, I would do meetings where we had men too, but it primarily became a women's ministry. And
yeah.
I did that. And then this year, in I guess it was April, just of this year, God spoke to me. I was on the way to get my hair done. Our youngest daughter does my hair, and I have a 30-minute drive to go get my hair done or more, and the Lord spoke to me during my drive, and he told me to call Dale Burris at the ARC and ask how much he would charge to do my program. And Dale said 2 weeks ago someone had given him materials to make me a new set that he had seen right before I had quit filming before. Right before I quit filming, he said, Opal, you're going to have a new set. I see you with a new set. Now, yes, 4 years later, I call him up, and he says, someone has donated materials for your set just about 2 weeks ago. So
wow.
When we let our sets be ordered, God always confirms. And I said to Dale, I said, okay, Dale, I do not have the first penny, but set me up. Go ahead, make the set, and set me up a date. And 4 weeks later, I recorded. And since that time, I've recorded total. I do some there, and I also do some at another studio. But I've recorded probably, 25 or 30 since that time of this year. And I'm putting them on YouTube. I did 3 today, in fact. And I'm going to be doing 3 with you when you come.
Yay!
So that's, and what do I see with it? I see God expanding. He picked us up as flying higher and took us around the world. And I don't know whether he'll do that with Stepping Out Blessed as far as actually putting it on TV, you know. But
yeah.
I know I see God expanding because I believe as we go and are a blessing to others, then God expands our territory. He enlarges our territory, expands our borders. And I just want, though, to do, if this is all he wanted me to do is right where I am, that's okay, too. I'm 72 years old now. My husband's 73, and been married 55 years in December. And we're just excited about, let's see what God has for this season. And I will be doing, I'll speak if someone wants to, have me come speak, they can contact me. But I'll also do some Stepping Out Blessed meetings. I'll be doing some at least. And like the next one I'll be doing is December 3rd here in Maryville. We'll be doing our Christmas program, which will be our 5th annual Christmas Hadabration, and that's going to be really good, about being the light. We are to be the light. Oh, and it's just going to be good.
Well, let me ask you this, Miss Opal. If people would like to get you as a speaker, how can they get in touch with you, ma'am?
They can. I am on Facebook. They can find me, Opal Lett, L-E-T-T, Dalton, or they can look up Stepping Out Blessed, or they can call 865-684-6055.
Okay, very good. I have one more question, and then we're going to take a break so you can come back and preach. If you had 5 minutes to talk to the bride in America about what is going on, whether it's about the election, because we are just right around the corner from the biggest day in American history, do you have a little five-minute word for them or an encouragement to the church, or what would you say, ma'am?
Well, I would say for one thing, yes, we should be encouraged, and we're not to fear not. I mean, we're not to fear. We are to fear not. Malachi 3:6 says that I'm the Lord God, and I change not. And,
right.
You know, we've got to hold fast and know that God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. All of this stuff that we're seeing that's brought up in the media and passed around is there's fear tactics being used by the enemy to try to make us fear. But God will be God, and God is not surprised by all of this, and God's word will be fulfilled. But we as believers should, I think, do what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. And he says, his people, if we'll just humble ourselves and if we'll pray and repent, he's promised that he'll forgive us our sins, and he said he'll heal our land. And, you know, our land, I'm a nation. I'm a little nation. I'm a little piece of ground, and you're a piece of ground. We are his children, and if we will align ourselves with the word of God. And we should pray. We should pray when we go out. I know the election's coming up. We're going to be accountable to God, how we go in that voter's booth, what we stand for.
Yes.
We know what the Word of God says. We as believers, we know. We're not ignorant of what the Word of God says. And we need to carefully vote. And we need to vote for more than just believe. We need to vote for the Supreme Court. We need to vote for the government that's going to be over this nation, on and on. And I just feel we need to pray and submit ourselves to God. And it's not about a man or a woman. It's not about a party. But this is about we need to get America. We need to be repentant and turning back to God. And we need to stand. I mean, this is not a time to run and hide. We need to make our voices heard and take.
Yes, Lord. Come on now.
Yes. Amen, for what is right. And God will judge us as we are his children and we're believers and we're to stand for what he stands for.
Yes, I agree. That's a powerful word, sister. Okay, we're going to take a commercial. And, Bride, when we come back, we are going to hear from Miss Opal. She's going to preach the word of God for the hour. I do want to remind you that Monday, just a couple of days away, it is Tulsa's premiere on WATV.TV. Okay, here we go. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Okay, Bride, we're back. All right, Miss Opal, go ahead. You have the floor, sister.
Well, praise the Lord, and I thank you very much for this opportunity. And I just pray that God will put the very words in my mouth, and he would have me to say.
Yes.
What I've been praying about today is as I spoke about, is if we will align our words with the Word of God, then we're going to have what God says. And if we get out seeking it and get on the positive side, not the negative side, not look at the gloom and doom and not believe bad reports, but stay on top of this with good reports and trust in God. God knows where we are, and He knows we need to trust Him. We need to know that everything will be okay if we stay aligned with Him. And we can speak and we can decree things into the atmosphere that will change things, and prayer changes things. And I was thinking today about the scripture over in Genesis 11:6, and it said, and the Lord said, told the people, said He was talking to the people.
Oh, she got booted, Brad. Okay, she'll come back in just a moment, and in the meantime, we're going to play another commercial. Reflecting your vision properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Vision Communication can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is solely. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen. Okay, Bride, we're back after that commercial. She found her way back in. Go ahead, Miss Opal. You were talking about how our words, we need to come in agreement with heaven with our words. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I don't know for sure all that I'd shared, so I may give a repeat because I don't know exactly when I got connected, disconnected.
That's okay.
But I do know this, that what I've learned is that when we are fully endued with power, we've got a mission with purpose that God sends us on. When we use His word, speak His word, we know that there can that we can decree His word and cause a change and effect in people's lives and in the atmosphere. And we can see things happen. This is why we need, as God's people, we need to be strong. We need to have entered in and done what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. I may be like a broken record, but we need to make sure that we line up with the Word of God. And He said if we do this, then, you know, He's going to heal our land. He'll forgive us and He'll heal our land. And even if everybody else is not doing the sinners, and they're not doing everything, we're supposed to be a light to them anyway and show, let the power of God work through us and just be alive to show how awesome, how magnificent our God is. My train of thought today is to mainly be aligned and to know that what we ask of God, like 1 John the 5:14-15 says, we have confidence, we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know He hears us, we know we have the petitions we ask of Him. Right now, we as the bride need to be crying out to God with His will, what He wants in this earth. We need to be praying and seeking God's face for every step that we take and every decision we make and be used of God wherever and however He wants us to be. And nothing He tells us that He wants us to do will ever be too big or too small. But He will have purpose, and He'll also have provision for that which He has told us to do, what He's commissioned us to do. He's given us all assignments, and I just see God raising up His strong army in this day. And as the darkness gets darker, I believe our lights will shine brighter. And yes, it may be a remnant. And we know all the word will come to pass. But as I had said earlier in this broadcast, we're not to fear. We need to be strong. Like Daniel said, God's people will be strong and do exploits. They that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. And he said also, they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. And so, you know, it's God's heart that we go out into the harvest. So Jesus said, send laborers and pray that laborers will go into the harvest field. And we go into harvest fields in many ways in our daily life, 24/7.
Right.
It's not just going into a church and a pulpit, getting behind the pulpit. Our greater ministry is out here in the harvest field.
Come on now, amen.
And I'm telling you, God will open the door.
Yes, Lord.
And I remember standing before God and saying, I am available. And when you say you are available to God, he's looking for vessels that will truly be available. He don't want vessels to want to make a name or fame for themselves. He's looking for people who will just go out and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, that God's word is real, God is real, and that Jesus is coming. He is coming for the bride.
Yes, he is.
Ready. You know, to live ready. One of my messages, live ready. It's a 24/7, a daily thing. We need to live ready for our bridegroom coming. And we need to be occupying until he comes. Don't sit down. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your gender or race. Whatever God calls you to do, get up and just do it.
Come on now, preach it. Yes.
You make the first step, and God will make the rest. He will do things that you wouldn't dream. He will take you where you wouldn't have dreamed you would ever go, and you'll meet people and do things that he wants you to. I'm a witness. He's taken me into places that was high security on a mission and slipped me in and out, and people didn't even know I was there, but he did it. And when you move, when you hear God speak to you, he said, you will hear a word behind you in your ear. And he said, I'll tell you when you start to go to the right or the left. And if you listen closely and you listen to God, he will order your steps. And they will be in line.
Yes, Lord.
And the purpose, and it won't be about just you, but it will be good for you to obey, because it's always better to obey than to sacrifice. And
yes.
Bless us as we obey. He'll take care of what we need. God will see that we're taken care of. He don't worry. He owns the whole everything. He created it all. And he wants to open the winds of heaven and pour out a blessing upon the people like us. All of us that know him are his children. He wants to bless us and give us that provision to go forward with his vision, to go forward with his mission and with his souls. Our heart must be that we are after souls. With my heart after souls, believing, make disciples, believing to encourage the broken, hurt, wounded, down in Christ, and tell them there's hope in Jesus Christ. And if they don't know him, if you don't know him, God desires to spirit to Jesus Christ to know him as your Savior. And I just praise the Lord today that for the opportunity that God will give not only me, but anyone who's available. You know, you can be his witness and tell your testimony. Nobody can do it for you like you can. Whatever you say, and I encourage anyone to share what God has done for you. This world needs to know. Your neighbor needs to know.
Yes, come on, sister.
These witnesses right there in our local communities, too, and for people to know that God is still alive and well and that he will take care of them. So much of the hurting people all around us.
Yes, it is.
Love of God shown to them. We don't need to be critical. We don't need to be finding fault. We need to be lifting up and encouraging one another. And, you know, the word of God says also, if we in the body of Christ, we've got to get our act together. It says if we bite and spare one another, we'll, I mean, you know, we're going to be destroyed ourselves. And that's why
right.
It's so important
that we come into unity with the Word, and if we come into unity with the Word, we're going to come into unity with one another. If we come and just go to the basics, we don't have to get into all this stuff that causes confusion and strife. Just stand on the basics, the foundational basics of the Word of God, and His great love and what He wants to do in the life of the children, all of His people that He's created. I'm excited, Dr. June. I'm excited to be able to take and share from the experiences God's given me. We have seen God raise the dead. That's another story.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's just things that, from, you know, you just can't get it all out. You just can't get it all out. There's so much.
Right.
And we've seen Him. I mean, you know, He's done so many miracles, signs, and wonders that we've seen. As for me, He gave me a brand new kidney. I had a dead kidney.
Wow.
Absolutely. I've got the evidence that God gave me a kidney. I had no surgery. And that kidney.
That is amazing.
It's amazing. But God did it. And I tell you, I give Him honor and glory. I've told it for 40 years. And this year, I had a CT scan, and it shows that I have two perfectly normal kidneys, functioning.
Wow, thank you. I know how important kidneys are with my mom.
Yeah. Oh, it's so important. You've got to have your kidneys. And praise God, He's kept me. I was the little lady in Mark 5. I've got to be a witness for God. He healed me. I had an issue of blood 11 years and 11 months. And
what?
Yes, I did. I was.
Wow.
February of 1965 with a dead kidney. I had an issue of blood from that dead kidney for 11 years and 11 months. And in January of 1976, the third Sunday night of January, I know where I was. I know when He did it. I know it's just like His hand went inside of me and come back out.
I've
walked in that healing for 40 years. And I.
Wow, that is amazing, Brad.
Yes, it is. God will do anything. There is nothing impossible with Him.
Yes, Lord.
Healing, He wants to heal you. If you need saving for your soul, your mind, your body, finance, anything, He's a Savior of all. The same Spirit that forgives sins, the same Spirit that saves the soul, also, you know, He forgives your sins, but He also heals you and raises you up, made whole. As many as touched Him, the Word says in three different places in the Gospels, that were made whole. And one of them says made perfectly whole. And when we keep on giving Him thanks, when He's touched us and we continue to give Him thanks, boy, I'm telling you, I'm a witness that being made perfectly whole, He does it. And He does it for His honor and His glory.
Oh, amen. Well, listen, sister, I think what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say through you tonight, because like I said earlier in the broadcast, you are on here right before the election, okay? I know I keep going back to that, but it's because it's such a pivotal election. They say that whatever happens here is going to shape our nation for 45 years.
I know,
So this election is vital.
I can now. I don't know what, you know.
There
what?
She is. Hold on.
Yes, you were gone.
There we go. I can hear you now. Could you hear me, Miss Opal?
All I heard you say is that you were talking about the election and this being pivotal, you know, and that what happens, they're saying, will affect our nation 45 years, and now somewhere you went away right there.
Oh, Okay, what happened is my phone shifted. What I was saying, Bride, and this is so prophetic that she is saying this right before the election, because what the Holy Spirit is saying tonight is no matter what happens,
yes,
it does not change the kingdom of God at all.
Amen.
We keep our mouth in agreement with the kingdom of heaven,
yes,
with him and his will, because he has a reason for doing it.
Yes.
So we have to not get all upset and get all troubled. We have got to just declare what he's going to declare, because he has a reason. That's what you're saying, right, sister?
Right. That's right. And we're going to be accountable to God to go and vote according to what he puts in our heart and shows us.
Yes.
The best we can, according to the word of God, for his purpose and
yes,
for our best purpose. And that's our duty. We are duty bound to go do that. And
yes,
no matter what, though, it comes upon this earth, no matter what, God is God, and he's not going to change. And we,
that's right,
children of Israel, they wandered for 40 years. Their shoes did not wear out. Yes, they grumbled and complained, and it caused them to be out there, you know, wandering around.
Yeah.
They missed, yeah, what God had promised them. We don't want to miss, Dr. June, what God has promised. We don't want to miss the destiny that we've been waiting for. We don't want to miss what God promised.
This is good, sister.
You know, I believe regardless of what, if we go in that voter's booth and we vote according to what God is leading us, that is right, according to his word, to the best of our ability,
yes,
God will take care of us. He will. He's God.
Yes.
He's still going to be,
yes,
God. He reigns on the just and unjust, the word says. But he's going to take care of his children. He took care,
yes,
of the children of Israel, and he will take care of us. But let us not be grumbling and complaining, finding fault and all this stuff. Let us be praising our God. And we need to study. We need to have this word in our heart and in our mind and in our mouth. And as we keep this word in our mouth, we're going to see God do, I believe, greater and greater manifestations, miracles, signs, and wonders, because Daniel says that the people that know their God will be strong and do exploits. So we're going to shine. And the darkness, it's going to be there till Jesus comes for us. But we can shine regardless. And the darker it is, the light brighter, we can shine for Jesus.
Yes, amen. Well, man, that is a powerful word. That is good. That is awesome. Keep trusting what happens and watch our mouth, what we say. Amen.
And, you know, he even said, watch our thoughts, because he said he even knows our thoughts before we think them. We need to even, I just heard that by the Spirit, watch our thoughts, too. Even line up our thoughts, because our thoughts, it's easy to let them get down into our heart and come out our mouth. For out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. So let's watch our minds. Let's watch what our eyes see, our ears hear, and give no place to the devil. Let's just let the word be down in our heart and flowing out of our mouth. And we're going to watch and see God do some mighty things, regardless.
Yes. That is a good word, sister. That is a great word for this pivotal moment.
Praise the Lord.
Now, listen, Bride, we are going to pray for her and her ministry. And look, when we sow into her in prayer, God will help us, because we are sowing into the kingdom of God. We are giving our thoughts and our prayers and our blessings into her ministry and into her vision. Because listen, y'all, she is a human that God brought to earth for such a time as this with a powerful destiny. Okay? We need to support her so that she can fulfill the vision that God has called her to do. We are all in the army together. We are in this together. She may be a leg, she may be an arm, she may be an eyeball. But every one of us are important in the army, every one of us. And we are headed into a cataclysmic war. We are headed into a war. So we need our sister to have everything she needs to do what God's called her to do. Amen? So let's pray right now and come in agreement. Lord, the bride right now across the world, Lord, we come together and we stop time for our sister, Lord. We come before the throne right now, God, in agreement for Miss Opal, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for her life, for everything you have done in her life to bring her to this point, to be on this broadcast to encourage other Christian leaders, not just Christians, but Christian leaders,
yeah,
who watch their mouth for what is coming down the pike, that we come in agreement with heaven, God. Thank you. That is a word of the hour, God. We thank you and give you praise for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are expanding her borders, Lord. You are expanding her life, God. And I'm thanking you are making room for her, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to give her all of the tools and strategies she is going to need to accomplish the mission that you have called her to do, Lord. The purpose and the destiny be fulfilled in her life. Send intercessors, people that will partner with her in prayer, people that will help her to tear down those strongholds. Anything that would try to come against her vision or the territory that God told her to take, send her people to help her, Lord. Give her the finances, Lord. To get the building, she's asking you for a building, Lord. Give her that building, Lord. This is the time. This is the hour. We need these things, God. So we ask you, Lord, we hold up her arms right now in the spirit, Lord, and we speak health into her body, healing into her bones, refreshing the rivers of living water flowing all over our sister right now from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for favor coming on her like a glove, favor in the street, favor with the government, favor with ministers, favor with the media, favor with media buys, favor with all the things that she needs, God. We are in agreement about it, Lord. We're actually in agreement with heaven for her life and the mission that you have called her to, Lord. Let the rest of her days be the best of her days, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for all the souls that have been impacted by her life and the souls that are going to be impacted by the future. And we thank you and give you praise, Lord, too, for partnering her with ministries, for molding ministries together, Lord, for the greater kind, for the greater purpose, Lord. And we thank you for unity coming in the bride, God. We thank you for it, Lord. And we give you honor, glory, and praise tonight, God. Now, sister, if you would please pray for our ministry and then pray for the bride, we'd appreciate it.
Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be on this program with Dr. June. I thank you for the invitation, Lord, and the opportunity. And I just pray that you will strengthen Dr. June and this ministry that she's doing through the WATV, the TV, the radio, all the other things that she's doing. I pray that you will strengthen her physically, touch her in every area of her life, bless her, add to her, give her people to lift her arms, to intercede, to provide financially, materially, anything she needs, tools, to get done what you are commissioning her to do, what you have given her, your vision for her, for this ministry, the mission and purpose she's on. We just thank you right now.
Yes, Lord.
That you are going before her. You're leading, guiding, and directing her, ordering the steps, opening the doors that you would have open for her. And with nothing,
Thank you, Jesus. Nothing to stop it.
No weapon formed against her to prosper. I thank you, Lord, for giving her favor and expanding her and enlarging her borders. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that she's got this willing heart and desire to minister to the bride, to encourage the bride and strengthen the bride and enlighten the bride. And
thank you, Jesus.
People to have this platform, all those ministers, to have a platform to come out and share your word and what you would speak to your ministers. Thank you, Lord, for her. And we just bless her. We bless the bride. We speak that if whoever is listening, the bride, we just speak strength, encouragement. I pray that you have a determination that you will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that you don't faint, that you stand on the word of God, be strong.
And yes, Lord.
God, it says it's better to trust in God than to put our trust in chariots or in people. The word tells us
Lord.
To trust in God. Seek God's face. Watch your as you seek God's face, just watch him. He'll speak to you. Listen for him. Do what he says. Align your words with his words, your thoughts with his words. And I speak blessing, health, healing, salvation, reconciliation in families, restoration of what the enemy's stolen. This is your time. This is your day to be refilled, be sealed with the Spirit, and get your families into the ark. And this is your time. This is your time to shine. Be the light. Be the salt in the earth. And God will bless. The blessings will overtake you. And you will know that you have been encouraged and strengthened. Every time as you go seek the Father, he will just bless you and strengthen you. And you will know how good and sweet it is to just get in his presence. And I pray you just want more and more of him in your life. And as he increases, he will, and you increase and allow him increase, you will increase in all
areas. Yes, Lord.
Name of Jesus, and be used in the kingdom, in the army. Be used, bride. Be used. Take your place. Take your seat. And
yes.
Do what God has called you to do. Be bold and courageous. Hear from God and do what he says. And be blessed.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All right, sister, well, you have a wonderful evening, and God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.